Hey everybody, this is Joe Anthony here at Gregory FCA. With me here today is Ben Cooper, our senior editor, and Kelly Forrest, the senior account executive. Today we're going to jump into something that's near and dear to our hearts, and that's the people that work here at Gregory FCA. And as we come up on Mother's Day and Father's Day, we're taking a step back here for a moment just to take a look at how our parents helped shape our careers, influence us in our work habits. We spent a lot of time telling the stories of our clients and helping them shape how their position gets told out there. And we want to take a step back and hear from those that are doing some interesting things in their career as a result of the positive influence that their parents had on them. So Kelly, this is obviously something near and dear to you in terms of your family. Your mom and dad both have a big influence on you. What's one thing you learned from them?
Well, it's hard to pick just one thing because to this day, they're still my role models and best friends, so I still look up to them. But what I really learned from them from a very young age is that with character, integrity, and hard work, really, you can accomplish anything you set out to do. So if you put in the work and you do your best at anything, you can open any door in front of you.
And Ben, as you take a look at the bigger picture here, do you think parents get enough credit in terms of influence on careers?
Definitely not. Our parents have been with us there for every step of the way. You know, back in high school, speaking from my own experience, my parents were always there to push me and keep me focused. And I don't think I ever really did a good job thanking them as much as I should have. Hopefully we can remedy some of that.
Well, I'm proud to say we have a lot of great people working here at Gregory FCA. And just like our clients, a lot of them have their own great stories themselves. And I know we're going to hear from some of our veteran team members as well as some newer team members as we go through this. And Kelly, want to give us a glimpse at who we're going to hear from first?
Sure. So first, we're going to hear from Leah Katsanis, who's going to be talking about how both of her parents came to America from Greece and started a small business. And then following Leah, we'll have a word from Karen Pichul.
So a lot of good insights here. You know, someone like Karen comes from a great hardworking background. Leah's family's entrepreneurs. And I think as we take a look at the world of financial PR, a lot of lessons to be learned and careers get shaped by the way parents are. Looking forward to it. So coming up ahead on our first installment will be Rochelle Gaynor's interview with Leah Katsanis and her story about how her parents shaped her career in financial PR.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast in the Gregory FCA Financial Services Marketing Series, dedicated to honoring the mothers and fathers who influence our lives and career paths. I'm Rochelle Gaynor, one of the editors of the Financial Services Marketing blog here at Gregory FCA. In light of Mother's Day fast approaching, I'm joined by my colleague and team member, Leah Katsanis, who is an account supervisor in the Financial Services Division of Gregory FCA and is here to tell us about how her parents' background impacted her childhood and helped shape who she is today. Leah, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to learn more about your parents' unique experiences. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but can you share a little background on your parents' experiences and what about it you found most inspiring as you were growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. So my parents came here from Greece. It's a beautiful country, by the way. Need to get that plug in. My dad was 11 years old and my mom was 21 years old. Neither of them knew a lick of English when they came to this country. And my mom ended up opening her own fashion design business in her early 20s, all by herself. And my dad pursued his PhD in surface collloid chemistry. And now, of course, as fate would have it, neither of them are in those fields and are running a small hotel business down at the Jersey Shore.
Well, fashion and chemistry, that kind of sounds like you coming from finance to PR. So what would you say is the number one lesson your parents' story has taught you?
My parents have an awesome, awesome work ethic. So the number one lesson would be that you can do anything you want to do in this world, and especially in this country, as long as you are willing to work for it.
Great. So what qualities or characteristics did you observe from your parents as you were growing up that you see in yourself now?
My parents taught me not to be afraid to get my hands dirty, and sometimes that even takes on a literal sense. There's trash on the ground, they taught me to pick it up. If the room was dirty, I cleaned it. If the pool was dirty, I cleaned it. In a small business, you really do anything it takes to get things done. So that's definitely a quality that I use in my everyday life.
Another... You should come to my house sometime, Leah.
Anytime. Another two qualities I would say are persistence and kindness. I think that you cannot get through life's challenges without those two.
I would agree, and I definitely see that in you. Just one more question for you. How do you think being the daughter of small business owners helped you be successful in your career in financial PR?
In a small business, especially in a small hotel business, you meet people from all walks of life, from all different parts of the country. They do different things. They're from different places. They make different kinds of money. And my parents would treat all of these people with the same exact level of respect. Some of them were even at our wedding. They've become family. They built a business around relationships, and I think that skill, relationship building, translates very seamlessly into PR.
Great. Well, that wraps up this special Mother's Day segment. Leah, thanks again for sharing your parents' story with us today. For all our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check back to the Financial Services Marketing blog for our next podcast in this special parent series.